Greetings. You're now listening to the most handsome and intellectually superior specimens on Earth. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Starts now.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is where you are. We hope this is doing well. Welcome to another episode. If I could be wrong, but I doubt it. My name is Fresh. I'm thankful that you decided to join us today. Going to jump right into it, man. I'd like to introduce my partner, who is a connoisseur of all things cultural. He's my partner, podcast crime. Reg, what is up? Space age, nuclear, molecular, insurrection, inaugural pimping.
Inaugural pimping. Fresh. I hadn't seen you since the last time I saw you, brother. What's good with you?
Man, you know what it is, man. We're just trying to hold it in the road. Back up in this piece, man. Trying to step on the next one more good time, man.
Yeah.
And doing a little bit something different,
something different.
Video.
Little video.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Get my sexy on this shit. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Trying to do it.
Yeah. So, and representing some fresh originals.
Hey, I appreciate you, brother. I appreciate you. We're gonna jump right into this shit, man. You know, we've been away for a minute. But life happens, things happen, and, you know, you try to deal with it and you try to move on. But we back up in here now, and we're on video now, so you can still hear us in all the places that you would normally hear us, but you'll be able to check us out on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube as well. The website, icbwpodcast.com, will no longer be there because people weren't going to it. So we're going to meet people where they are and where they've been supporting us, man. We be getting hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of listens on our old stuff, man, that we've done, you know, over 2 years ago, man. So we good definitely stuff, appreciate man. The people rocking with us. That's definitely appreciate that, man. So what we gonna do real quick, man, just to try to reintroduce ourselves to the folks. What we gonna talk about?
Man, I think the best thing to do is just hit them with current events, inauguration, the insurrection at the Capitol, you know, the whole changing of the guards is what I call it. So, you know, we can just sort of chit-chat around that. Of course, people who know me know that, you know, how I feel, how I think about stuff, but,
right.
You know,
well, I'm going to let you go ahead and jump off in them real quick, man. Go ahead.
Well, the thing about the insurrection is first thing I saw or I thought was, you know, what am I going to snack on? Because to me, it was like, let them work that out. That's power versus power. And I think you and I were talking before about the assumption of losing power, right?
Right.
Of course, you know, everyone's, you know, Fox is trying to flip it. Trump was trying to flip it as far as he didn't inspire or conspire that. Of course he did. I mean, this idiot, clearly his rhetoric, you know, leads his followers into that mob of a mess. Right. It also clearly shows, bro, of how easy it is to infiltrate the Capitol. I mean, if you really wanted to get up in there, you know, throw on a hat, you know, not me and you,
right?
You know, if
not us,
Russian, yeah. So, you know, it's sort of easy because
they just rolled up in there and were like,
yeah, not who's there, you know? So,
they knocked. Nobody come to the door. They looked around and pried it open.
And that poor brother, man, who was trying to guard them off, man. I mean, that was just terrible, man. It was a terrible look. I didn't personally feel emotionally attached
to
you know, invading our capital. Look, that's the least of our worries as black folks is right. What happened.
I think the majority of black folks, man, basically look at it as like, get your people. You know what I'm
exactly.
saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, I was appalled at only one thing. The only thing I was appalled at was the lack of deadly force.
Oh,
no doubt. That's really the only thing that appalled me. I'm just like, y'all just gonna let these dudes just roll up in here. I'm like, you're in Washington, you're in D.C.
Right.
You got no military there?
Right. And you've seen pictures of how when BLM and marches from how they had, you know, protection all over the place. And then, I mean, it's just the total opposite. I mean, it's it's trash, man. It's trash.
Yeah. And, you know, my thing is this. Had they really laid some people down?
Yeah.
I might actually give them a pass, but you know, like only one chick got shot, you know, and really,
she died.
She deserved it, you know, but
yeah, she did.
It is what it is. You know what they say, play stupid games, get stupid prizes. So, or my saying is, you know, live stupidly, die horribly. Mm. That's my mantra, but nonetheless, man, I mean, you know, I don't wish death on anybody, but like I said, you do stupid shit and stupid shit happens. But
yeah,
you know, I was definitely appalled at the lack of force. You know, everybody knows that, and I hate when people say it, but it's true. It's like, you know, if that had been us, you know, they would have shot us all, And yeah, it's true. But one thing that really pisses me off is when people say, "Oh, this is not us. This is not the America we live in." And I'm like,
it is
the America we live in. You know, and to me that. And I hear that from a lot of, you know, liberal-minded folks. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking, like, it kind of brings me back to what Malcolm said decades ago. It's like, you know, you have to be aware of the seemingly liberal, you know, individual. Yeah. Because if you politically, you know, from a political standpoint, consider yourself liberal, but you can't understand why your constituents, you know, as a whole, you know, being us black folks, feel the way that we feel. And you can say, "Oh, this isn't the America that," if you can utter that, to me, you're suspect. Mm-hmm. If you can't sit back and say, you know, they're doing what they do. Even if you're a white person, if you can't sit back and say, "Yeah, we doing what we do," then I really can't trust you.
That's it.
You know, I'm not going to disengage from the political process per se, because I still feel like that it's important, you know, to me and my family that we exercise, you know, our rights. But it's one of those things where it's like you got to be really, really cautious. And I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I don't get into all that shit, but. You know, if your liberal counterparts can't understand that this is America, this is the shit that we deal with all the time. You know, the double standards. Oh yeah, and shout out to all the coonin ass black folks that talk about, "Oh, how many times are you going to talk about the double standards until it's fixed?" God damn it, that's how many times we're going to talk about it.
That's right.
So, you know, we talk about the double standards. We talk about. Yeah. The systematic oppression, the systematic racism. We talk about all these things, but yet your liberal counterpart can say, "This isn't the America that we live in. We're better than this." No, we're not. This. And to me, that boggles my mind. How you feel about that?
Yeah, I mean, I agree. There's no us. There's no we. Really, in the words of Dr. John Henry Clark, we have no friends. That doesn't mean that you. Like what you started off saying, we don't hate. It's not a matter of hating. It's a matter of understanding the dynamic of where black people really are.
Right.
Not just in this country, but in the world, but definitely in this country, there's no way for us to really say we or us.
Right.
Now, you know, it goes back. You quoted Malcolm. And one of the things he said was, "Boss, we sick." You know, we sit. So whatever impacts, you know, the oppressor should automatically, impact me. And that's just a false reality. It's a false reality, man. And I mean, you know, it was something else you said. But I mean, I agree with everything that you say. And this really is about, it's not about liberal and conservative in my eyes. It's more or less about the powerful and the powerless.
Yeah, it's always a class war. It's always been a class war.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's
people don't understand the classism, though. They don't understand classism, you know, and what white supremacy will do is take the classism and repackage it up and present it to you with something else to make you think it's something else. But it's about the fact that, hey, look, we're here, you're there, and everything that we do is designed to keep us here and to keep you there. You know, we'll get these little handouts here and there and thinking everything is good. We'll look at the people that have certain status, that have money, that have moved in these particular type of circles and put the shit on Instagram like they got a bunch of money. And we think that that's success. And we think that, and to a degree it is for that particular person. But as for Black people as a whole, that dynamic still doesn't change. And I think that there's, you know, amongst Black people, I think that there is a level of division where we can't necessarily see that some people who have made it still don't understand the dynamic. And I think that the real poison is that some of the folks who have made it, and it's changed a lot, you know, with this whole social justice movement thing, it's changed a lot. But I think the danger, what has always been the danger, is that the people that have made it still don't understand the dynamic and don't educate themselves on the dynamic and don't immerse themselves in trying to fight the dynamic. That has changed a lot. But I still think that is something that needs to awaken within us. We need to know where we at, man. It's like going through a bad hood. Once we start realizing that, where we are, then you can still do your righteous things. You can still go and make all the money that you want. You can still be as successful as you want. You can start as many businesses as you want. But there should be something that's inside of here, and should be inside of here, being a Black person that you should always carry with you, and you should know where you at.
Dude, I can't say it better. That's what the whole B1 concept comes from. Black first. It should be innately within us, bro, to do that. And we should carry that into all aspects of what we do, especially politics. And that's where, you know, when we talk about politics with the inauguration, everyone getting super excited. As if I thought about the movie The Wiz. Remember with Diana Ross when the witch died, and I mean it was just like a jubilee. Where I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm glad Trump is gone, what have you. But there's nothing emotional with me. It's more business as usual. What, you know, before you were elected or selected, what was your agenda? What is your agenda about? And if you, to the points that you're saying, Fresh, it should be something within me as a Black American, a Black person, a melanated person, what have you, to say, okay, what about us, specifically for us? Sure, you're the president, vice president for all, of course. But what about specifically those who built the country for free? And you're letting in all these immigrants, by the way,
and bringing them about
to let in a flu.
And bring it's going
and what's that going to do? For non-citizens are more protected than Black American citizens. Think about that.
Right.
But we'll pick sides. Liberal, you know, blue or red, liberal, conservative, Republican, you know, Democrat, whatever.
Right.
Scratch all that. Scratch that for a minute and just look at what prioritize yourself, Black folks. Prioritize yourself.
I deal with a lot of dynamics, you know, especially, you know, being in business and being, you know, because, you know, since we've been gone, you know, my profile has elevated slightly based on some of the business things that I've been doing.
Your EVP status. That's basically what you're saying.
But what I'm saying is you know, one thing that has changed, man, is one thing that I struggle with is you know, people kind of expect you to turn down your Blackness. And that really doesn't sit well with me because, you know, I'm making moves in an industry that is utterly dominated by white folks. You know, it's historically, you know, a white industry, which I mean, which is fine. Most institutions are, you know, that's not something that, it's not something that, that's new under the sun, you know, that's, you know, but I think part of the issue is, and I'm getting to a greater point here. I think part of the issue is trying to still navigate the system without losing the things that I hold dear.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? In regards
to yourself, man.
Right. In regards to the dynamic and everything else that we were talking about. Mm-hmm. That's hard. That's really, really hard to do because, you know, when you are making a product and you want people to buy the product, you know, it's really hard to turn up all the time without thinking, man, you know, this really could affect it. But I have to live with myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not going to turn down my shit for nothing, man. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, I've said it 100 times. So I'll say it again. You know, I'm not anti-white people. I'm anti-racist. So if you are racist, mm-hmm. then you and I have a problem, you know. But if you're, you know, right. if you're a white person, man, I got white friends. I got just as many white friends as I do black friends. So, and I say that tongue in cheek. I say that tongue in cheek because that's what racists normally say. I have black friends.
Right, right, right.
But I mean, I say it in a joking manner, but it's actually really true. It's actually really true. So,
okay.
But like I said, I mean, I think that moving to the other point that I was trying to make, I think that going off what you were saying as far as what about us, I think that people have a hard time based on their position saying specifically what about us? What are you going to do for black people? I think that, you know, when I talk about turning down blackness and things like that, you know, when you get to a certain level, people, you know, your positions are looked at a little bit differently because it really can make you or break you. So I think that the reason why the groundswell of support hasn't really hit that apex is because people are afraid to lose what they have by saying black folks need something. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The people that are saying it don't necessarily have the cachet to get shit moving. So I think that we're always going to have that dynamic where the people that really have the influence and power can say, man, I got too much to lose, so I can't really do it. I can't really say it.
Right.
It's okay to speak about social justice in regards to, you know, the criminalization of everything that we do. You know, I mean, that's easy to speak on
from
a position that is high. And to them, I guess to them, you know, it's like, why am I talking about doing shit specifically for black people when I got this white dude writing me $100 million check?
Right.
You know, I think that some of that is there. And again, I'm not down on anybody because everybody has to do their own thing. Everybody has to have their own reasoning, their own why, you know. So I'm not down on anybody, but I just think that that's what's prevalent at this particular point.
Yeah, and I think integration has a lot of, I put a lot of that on integration.
Right.
Because it has turned the mentality and the mindset that we made it.
Right.
Now I can go to your school. Now I can work in your corporations.
Right.
Now I can sit at your table, sir. And instead of figuring out how to really build your own table collectively, it will take time. I'm not saying it's an overnight thing, but it should be something within us. I mean, even you and your ventures with your company is you're creating your own table within the aspect of or microcosm of a larger table.
Right.
Your majesty is trying to create its own table, per se.
Right.
And I was hanging out with you recently, and I was listening to you, your spiel to some folks we were around, and I picked up on some things I didn't know as far as how you guys really came together, or, you know, your investment into it. And I think that's very admirable of what you guys are doing. And you're creating your own table, you know, without. So I think that mindset what you're saying falls a lot into, I talked about integration. We have to get out of the mindset of, I want to be at your table, sir, just to, for
just somebody. To say I made just, it.
Just, Mama right, made just, it. Just for D&I, diversity and inclusion right. sake, checking the box. Versus, right. I'm here for a reason, or I want to create something out of this. It's right. okay to be, to me, you can be at the corporate table, but what are you going to take away from it to sort of help build?
A butter
just
going
to sit there and just...
A butter biscuit. That's what most of them want, but they want the
brushing butter biscuit. Olive oil and butter on, right? On the biscuit, you're right.
They want the butter biscuit, man. But yeah, man, the grind is real as far as that goes, man. You know, shout out to my business partners, man, that you know, Posh Papers Company, creators of Majesty Bourbon. You know, we out here doing it. You know, I'll talk about that later on another day.
No doubt.
But yeah, man, with the inauguration now, I mean, we talked about the insurrection, we talked about the transfer of power per se. I mean, I know where you're going to go with this, but we got just a couple minutes, man. Go ahead and tell me what you think about the new prez and the VP. Go ahead.
Well, I mean...
same shit, different day. Thank y'all for coming out. Usual. God bless you. Good day.
Business as usual, just a different feel. So get out of your feel and just talk. Everything that you just said the last 5 minutes,
mm-hmm.
carry that same energy to this president in terms of what is it, what's in it for us. One thing I will say about Biden, he, in his first day, some of the executive orders he signed, he's staying true to his word, and his word
was that he wasn't going to do jack shit for us specifically.
He wasn't going to do jack shit for Black Americans specifically.
Right.
And so, and it's specifically, you got to say specifically. So, hey, and there's no excuse. You got the House, you got the Senate, you got the President and Vice President. And for the last decade, it's been, well, Obama couldn't do stuff because, you know, he's been blocked. Now you got all this. So,
I look at it as a hammer and nail analogy, man, because when Republicans had the hammer and we were the nail, they swung that motherfucker.
Yeah.
They swung that shit in so many different ways, man. I mean, there was so much subterfuge, so many duplicitous acts, so much incompetence, so much enabling. There's been so many different things that happened in that administration that, man, I mean, bruh, I can't even remember the total of lies that the news was counting. I mean, it's so many different...
Yeah,
so many different lies that the guy told. I mean, there had to be some laws broken that we don't even know about. You know, I mean, it was almost like it was literally like a TV show, man. So
it was, man.
But we're gonna call this episode "Keep That Same Energy." That's what this episode is gonna be called, because if you was pissed about the things that Trump was doing, you know, you need to keep that same energy and keep that same heat on the new administration. I remember back, man, sometime last year, we had a conversation about Kamala Harris and you know, her conviction record being a DA. And, you know, we went back and forth on that. I just feel like this, man. I feel like that having a daughter, I think it's with me having a daughter.
Right, right.
You know, whose mother is an AKA, by the way. Mm-hmm. You know, the excitement that my daughter came into when I picked her up from school on Inauguration Day, and the excitement and the joy that she had in her voice about, you know, seeing a Black woman who went to a Black college. You know, she talked about going to Howard all the way home. Mm-hmm. Wow. Which is cool. You know, I think that there is no more excuses in regards to what an HBCU education will do for you. In regards to the preparation for whatever the quote-unquote real world is. I think that's an opportunity to further push our most talented kids to those particular universities to help fortify our educational base and, you know, as a launch pad for the future, you know, 10, 15, 20, 50, 100 years and beyond. But as far as the VP goes, you know, it's great to have that representation. On the same token, though, it's not a pass. It's, you know, you're the deciding vote in the Senate now.
Right.
It's time to put up a shut up. You know, and from this particular point now, you got the juice. You know,
right.
what are you really going to do? How far are you going to push Biden to reach back to the black community that puts y'all motherfuckers there?
Right.
Bruh, that payback list is long.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? That right. payback list is long.
Right.
And they owe. And I try not to get into these type of things because we know what we're owed as a people from, you mm-hmm. know, past the check, they ran the motherfucker.
They ran the check up,
time to pay.
Yeah.
We know what we're owed, but at this particular point, from it's easy now, because that's macro level shit. You know, everybody knows what black people are owed for building this country, but now, with the power structure in place, it's time to really get to the micro level to figure out what can really be done to make us whole, not just for putting you there, but for at least trying to reverse some of the damage that has been done generationally. It's time out for the bullshit. It's time out for playing. It's time out for all the pandering. We put y'all there.
But Fresh, that's the whole point. You have to have the mindset to even put that pressure, to even believe that anything is old, just period. You have,
right, and that's what I'm saying. Keep that same in.
Half folks.
We were kind of on that shit when Trump was in office, so we were kind of on that. So now, it's time. Because like I said, with the social justice reform and things like that, I think that it was a groundswell of support of an awakening in some sectors of our particular community. You understand what I'm saying? People that really got tired of it really start speaking out. And I think that the fact that there are some of our white counterparts that are truly, and when I say truly, I mean truly fed up with it as well, when they really can see that maybe it'll get a little bit more steam. But we got to keep that same energy of equality, because you know through equality are going to come the type of you know payments that we need to get. You know, you have to have that particular mindset. That's a start. I mean, you can't put us all on the same. We can't even get to the barbecue on time, bro. So you know you can't put us all on the same page at one
right,
time.
Right.
But there has to be a certain element, and I think that seeking equality, you know, from a systematic standpoint, is one arm of that movement. There's several different arms of it, but I think that's one arm of the movement, and we got to work what we got and got to meet people where they at, man. That's just my thought on it.
Yeah, I mean, it's you have to have that mindset and mentality to start with, and I think that unfortunately that a lot of us will be lulled back to sleep. I said in podcasts before, we got the Democrat. I'm Democrat, not me, but I'm saying someone, if I'm Democrat and my people are in office, I'm fine now.
Right.
And it's like nothing, there's no pressure. But if I didn't give them pressure while they were campaigning, and that's the whole thing. If you're campaigning, you have a platform or agenda. And again, I've said this before. When you vote, you should vote for your interests. Everyone has their own interests. If they met your interests, great. That's you.
Mm-hmm.
But if I think for a lot of us, it's a lot of unanswered questions. A lot of nothing's being done tangibly and physically being done to change. You know. The changes that really need to be made.
Right.
So, but you have to have, it, you can't hold someone accountable. That's another buzzword, hold people accountable. Accountable to do what?
Right.
When you hold someone accountable, they have to at least be in line with what you want to be held accountable, you know, to.
Right.
So I can't hold Biden and Kamala accountable for something that I know that they have said or have not said is going to happen. So If I don't have trust in what you are going to do, I hope that you bump your head and do some things that's going to really change. Punishing race soldiers. All this thing that sparked in 2020 was around George Floyd's death and Breonna Taylor and so on and so forth. They're just a drop in the bucket. Right. But what are you going to do? Just like the insurrection, all these arrests are going on. A lot of these arrests, look it up, trespassing arrests. The guy was in Pelosi's office.
With his feet up.
Slap on the wrist.
Right.
I mean, it's...
One chick stole the laptop trying to sell it to Russia. Kind of right. Seems that.
Right. And so you have to come back. It's just like with children. You have to punish them and discipline them so that they will learn from their mistakes. Other people can say, oh, hey, I'm not going to do this because this administration is serious about punishing some white folks.
We know that's not necessarily true, man. So, but we're going to continue this particular discussion, man, on another episode. We got a little bit more time, man. So we're going to go ahead and wrap this one, man. Once again, to everybody that has been rocking with us, man. I mean, we're still available on Apple Podcasts, you know, the Google platform, SoundCloud, Stitcher. You know, all those places where you would normally find us. So, I mean, we're there, but be on the lookout for us on Instagram, the video portion, Facebook, the video portion, and also the YouTube channel that will be live this week. So, with that being said, man, we appreciate you rocking with us. Hope that you enjoy the new format. You know, man, you know it ain't changed, man. Same old pimps, ain't nothing changed but the limp.
It is, man.
We're going to be bringing it like we always do. So, with that being said, Reg, what it is, man?
Yeah, be good, be safe, behave, brother.
All right, man. We'll see you on the next time, bro.
All right, bro. Peace. Peace.
I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you. Expressing Reds, their curators are cool. The culture and consciousness brought directly to you. Tune in every week for the newest of new and occasional politics as it pertains to you. Divergent point of views make for a whole picture, and we suggest you get your money up and take the shit with you. Ain't no fountain to you, but it's a secret elixir to ensure the black man as a permanent fixture. Standing here in America behind enemy lines, where more often than not my skin's considered a crime. Cops kill us daily and will never do time, while a crooked ass justice has the fate for mine. One day at a time is what my mama would say, and since mama said living ain't no time to play, and since I got a little game, I'ma give it away. But let's start the show before I get carried away. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. So don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should probably hurry. It gets crowded. Bring a friend with you. I could be wrong, but I doubt it. Don't enter this debate if you ain't about it. Reflection and introspect. Make sure that you come correct. Then you should hurry up. It might get crowded. Bring a friend with you.
You just tuned in to I Could Be Wrong, But I Doubt It, hosted by Fresh and Reg. Holla back next week.